Teddy Parrish. We got Troy Harmon, Jennifer Thomas, and Mark Bendinelli today.
You know, another topic that we just wanted to bring up is the higher Medicare premiums if you have higher income in a year. And I know for a lot of people in 2012, they thought that capital gains rates were going to go up. And mm-hmm. so you saw, you know, in 2013, so you saw a lot of people maybe take a lot of gains at mm-hmm. the end of the year trying to hedge off what they thought the government was going to do. But then, of course, they changed their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But so if you, they had a significant amount of gains, you know, or if you have a year where you have a lot more income, you know, maybe you sell a piece of property or you inherit money.
Yeah.
Any of those things can cause your Medicare premium to go up.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't go into effect the next year. It's the year following. So if any of those people did that in 2012, they have seen an increase in their Medicare premium in 2014. So, you know, in general, if your modified adjusted gross income is above $85,000 for individuals or $170,000 for married couples, you're going to be required to pay a higher premium.
And you said it's not permanent. It's
no,
year to
it
year,
is
right?
just 1 year. So okay. that year, so then if in 2013 your income was not as high, mm-hmm. you'll see in 2015 it will go back down.
That's good.
But, yeah, but people do get caught up in that and they don't realize it. So it's something that, you know, especially if you could, in some years, you know, I know if they were looking to try to keep on the – They were betting that the capital gains rates were going to go up. In that case, they were making the decision to do it then. But, you know, now if you could do part in 1 year and part in another year to try to keep it under that, that's something to look at.
Yeah, a lot of details to pay attention to.
So. Right. Yeah, and if you have any questions, who can you contact?
770-429-9166
mm-hmm.
and Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer.
A lot of folks.
Yeah. A lot of CPAs.
Our tax department.
Well, we'll stop here for a quick break. Go get a cup of Joe, and we'll see you after the break on the other side.
As they say,
this is Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.